Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 27, 1805. Trade goods out to dry. Today the captains take a vocabulary of the Indians above the Short Narrows, Celilo Falls, and then of those below the falls at the Long Narrows, as they have determined that the languages are different. Captain Clark explains their interest.
Wind hard from the west all the last night and this morning. Some words with Charbonneau, our interpreter, about his duty. Sent out several hunters who brought in 4 deer, 1 grouse, and a squirrel. The 2 chiefs and party was joined by 7 others from below in 2 canoes. We gave them to eat and smoke. Several of those from below returned down the river in bad humor, having got into this pet by being prevented doing as they wished with our articles, which was then exposed to dry. We took a vocabulary of the languages of those 2 chiefs, which are very different, notwithstanding they are situated within 6 miles of each other. Those at the Great Falls call themselves A-Ni-Shur, and are understood on the river above. Those at the Great Narrows call themselves A-Che-Lut, and is understood below. Many words of those people are the same, and common to all the Flathead bands which we have passed on the river. All have a clucking tone annexed, which is predominant above. All the bands flatten the heads of the female children, and many of the male children also. Those 2 chiefs leave us this evening and return to their bands. The wind very high and from the west. Captain William Clark, October 27, 1805.
As Clark notes, many of the tribes of the lower Columbia and the northwest coast deformed the soft skulls of their infants with pressure from a headband as a mark of beauty. According to Frederick Webb Hodge, whether the Chinook trade jargon had come into existence by the time of Lewis and Clark is still a debated issue among linguists. It may be that all these Indians were using it, based on the Chinook language, which was widespread in the Northwest. It served the same function as the sign language on the Great Plains. This would account for the captains noting similar words used by people of different language families. Tomorrow, signs of trade with the British.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.